Section 3. Signs, Signals, and Markings. A thorough knowledge of traffic signs, signals, and road markings is a must for all drivers. 3A. Traffic Signals. The standard sequence of an automated traffic signal is green-yellow, red-green. These signals must be obeyed unless a traffic officer is directing traffic or to make room for emergency vehicles. If a traffic signal is not operational, dark, because of a power failure or other cause, and no peace officer, flagger, or other traffic control is in place, the intersection shall be treated as an all-way stop. 3A-1. Color and Types. Red. Stop. Come to a complete stop before reaching the intersection, stop line, or crosswalk, and remain stopped as long as the light is red. During a power failure, when the signal lights are not operating, a dark, uncovered signal light is to be taken as a stop sign. Yellow. Caution. A steady yellow light is a warning that the light is about to change. If the vehicle has not entered the intersection, it should be brought to a safe stop. If in the intersection, continue moving and clear it safely. Speeding up to beat the light is unlawful. Green. Go. A vehicle may proceed through an intersection in the direction indicated by the signal if the roadway is clear. Flashing red light. A complete stop is required, yielding to oncoming traffic or pedestrians before proceeding when the way is clear. A flashing red light at a railroad crossing requires a complete stop even if a train is not visible. Flashing yellow light. Be alert and proceed with caution. Flashing yellow warning beacons are commonly used to draw attention to a sign or a location that requires extra attention or action from drivers. Red arrow. Come to a complete stop before reaching the intersection, stop line, or crosswalk, and remain stopped as long as the arrow is red. Yellow arrow. A steady yellow arrow is a warning that the light is about to change. If the vehicle has not entered the intersection, it should be brought to a safe stop. If in the intersection, continue moving in the direction of the arrow and clear it safely. Speeding up to beat the arrow is unlawful. Flashing yellow arrow. If in the proper lane, proceed in the direction of the arrow after yielding to approaching traffic and/or pedestrians. Green arrow. If in the proper lane, proceed in the direction of the arrow when the roadway is clear. 3A-2. Turns on red. At many intersections under certain conditions, a turn may be made while the traffic light is red. Before turning, come to a complete stop. Look both ways and yield the right-of-way to pedestrians and other traffic. Failure to come to a complete stop prior to turning is a violation. Right turn on red. Turning right at a red light after stopping is allowed unless signs prohibiting it are posted at the intersection. Left turn on red. Turning left at a red light after stopping is allowed only if traveling on a one-way street and turning onto another one-way street. May be prohibited at certain locations. Watch for signs. 3A-3. Lane use signals. Lane use signals are used to control traffic flow by reversing a lane's direction during different hours of the day, usually coinciding with rush hour traffic. The lanes and their directions may be marked with signs and signals. Never drive in a lane under a red X signal. A steady yellow X signal means the driver should move out of the lane as soon as safely possible, as a red X will soon appear. It is permitted to drive in a lane under a downward green arrow symbol. 3A-4. Pedestrian Hybrid Beacon. A pedestrian hybrid beacon is a special type of device used to warn and control traffic at an unsignalized location to assist pedestrians in crossing a street or highway at a marked crosswalk. The pedestrian hybrid beacon consists of two side-by-side red indications centered over a yellow indication. The beacon starts with a flashing yellow. This warns the driver that the beacon will soon be solid yellow and the driver must stop. After a short flashing period, the beacon is a solid yellow. This has the same meaning as a normal yellow light. After the yellow, the beacon turns red. Both red lights are illuminated. During this interval, the driver must stop for the red and remain stopped. The pedestrians have a walk signal at this time. After the walk is complete, the reds flash in a back-and-forth pattern. During this interval, the pedestrians have a flashing don't walk signal. Drivers approaching the red flashing beacons must stop and verify that no pedestrian is in their lane nor in any adjacent lane before proceeding. After the pedestrian cycle is complete, the beacons will be dark. The state statute requiring vehicles approaching a dark traffic signal to stop does not apply to these mid-block beacons.